There are other people who don't think that Israel has a right to exist either. I mean, I know there have been efforts out of that United Nations and others who really don't like an independent nation of Israel. And they've worked for a long time at frustrating every effort to try to do anything in order to make that happen. If you look at those who are most strongly opposed to the nation of Israel, what ideology is that? And perhaps what nations or what nations and groups would represent those most strongly hostile to the nation of Israel?
It's a very interesting question that you ask, because it can go in a few ways. You mentioned about the, you mentioned Islamic countries. There's a doctrine followed by the fundamentalist jihadi groups that Hamas, Hezbollah, and some others that believe that any land that was once conquered by Islam must always be controlled by Islam. So therefore, recognizing Israel as a Jewish state is problematic to their doctrinal core beliefs. That's one set. But, you know, you brought up a bigger picture, which is some non-Islamic countries also seem to reject the Jewish nature of the state of Israel. And I heard Charles Krauthammer speak about this a few years ago, and he made a very interesting point that in the history of the world, when people are conquered, they tend to be dispersed, they assimilate into the population that conquered them, and they cease to exist from history. You don't hear about the ancient Celtic people looking to reestablish a country today. But the Jewish people, the state of Israel, the Jewish people who were dispersed, after 2,000 years, came back to their land. And there's no precedent to go to say this is just like the time that something else had happened. And it's just hard for people to wrap their heads around that this is actually a people who have come back to the land that they were dispersed from.